Hey podcasters, Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch up, we officially launch our Stay the at Home If You're Sick campaign.
Kimber has a crack at the Furminator. What's that all about?
We got some help from some very passionate State of Origin fans.
And celebrate International Yoga Day.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
If you're feeling sick, if you've got the flu, please stay the fuck at home. You make me
sick. Today is the official launch of our campaign because if you're sick, stay at home.
And it all started with a casual comment that Kimber threw at one of our colleagues here at the office, just sort of suggesting to this person who was clearly unwell, hey, come on, what are you doing here?
Yeah, she shouldn't have been here. She was sick. And so I just said, could you just please stay at home?
Yeah.
Because the rest of us don't want to get ill.
And particularly as we now know, a pretty nasty flu strain this season.
Shocking.
We're hearing the terrible news and people are very ill.
Yeah.
And so we decided to do our bit for the community.
A classic example. 3 weeks ago, I was feeling a bit off, had a couple of days off. You guys didn't get sick, but my wife Laurie got it.
Yeah, but only one person instead of eight in the office.
Exactly.
You know, and it's gone through social media. We've had big names get on board. So we've decided to go large. We spoke to some experts. We said, let's launch this thing. We've got At Home Merit Certificate.
Yes.
Online. You can download that. Put it up on your social media so that you stayed home because you're a hero if you do.
That's right.
It's got a seal of approval on it. I love that.
It does. Hashtag stay the FK at home.
But of course, a part of our campaign, we've decided to buy some advertising space here at Mix.
We have. We're taking it very seriously.
They gave us mates rates.
Yeah.
And we've created our very own community service announcement.
What we didn't mention, mate, it's been deducted from your pay this month. Is that okay?
Oh, you again.
No, you're a good citizen. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Hi, it's Clazy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast. You may remember us from such health awareness campaigns as The Work Fridge Isn't a Science Experiment. Please wash your bits. And did you wee on that?
But with the arrival of a particularly nasty flu season, we are starting a campaign that's snot a laughing matter.
Stay the at home if you are sick.
This is Leanne. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Leanne wasn't feeling well, were you?
No.
And what did you do?
I went to work.
And what happened?
I made the boss sick, I made the accounts manager sick, and pretty much the whole office sick.
Were they happy with you at work?
No, they now call me patient zero.
What should you have done, Leanne?
I should have stayed the f*** at home.
That's right. Do us all a favour, and yourself, if you feel the sickness coming on, stay the f*** at home.
Spoken by Clazy, Matt and Kimber and some chick called Leanne. Stay the f*** at home if you are sick is an initiative of Perth's Mix 94.5. You should always look after your health and the well-being of your work colleagues by not being a hero and just staying the f*** at home if you are sick.
Oh, keep us away from that, Leanne.
That is a great community service announcement. Yes. You'll be hearing that played out over the next week or so in different advertising spots at Mix 94.5.
And so get online, share the hashtag, do all those things you do on social media.
Yeah, thank you to those who have taken photos of yourselves sick, lying at home in bed and saying, hey, I stayed at home. Thank you very much for being part of it.
And also to those people who've been letting us know, just reminding us, it's very tough for them to take time off, be it work pressure or be it people who've studied for years and, you know, your exam results will affect you for the rest of your life. We completely understand that this is not necessarily for everyone.
No, and that's why the full-time workers, if you've got the sick leave, stay home. Because if you bring it in and give it to the casual workers, they're really in trouble because they can't get paid, you know.
Good
so
point.
We're trying not to make them sick.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Testing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Hi, it's Fitz with ShamWow.
This is a great product.
Kimber has a crack.
Products and services and a bit of a rating to help you out. Kimber gives it however many cracks out of five. Kimber, what have you got this week?
Totally unbiased. No one's paying me for this segment.
Sure.
If you've got pet hair all over the house, in your clothes, in your car, we can relate. Dog, cat, who knows? This product could be your saviour.
Oh.
The Furminator.
Love it.
Great name.
The Furminator. Now, it's a de-shedding brush for dogs and cats. And what it does is it basically, you brush it through them and it removes the loose undercoat which is the bit they shed.
Yes.
That's the bit they shed all over their house. Okay. So by using this comb, what it does is you brush it through and then you can dispose of it out of the brush straight into the bin into a bag or something.
Or a nice make yourself a cushion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty much. Before it kind of fills your house everywhere. Now, this is a bit of an oldie but a goodie for me, this unit, because I've actually been using it for years, but I thought, why not put it out there in case people have been unsure?
Okay.
Because it's such a handy thing to have if you're a pet owner.
So that little Furminator unit you've got there, you've had that for a while, is that right? Or is
yeah,
that
well, this is a new one because this is for McGruff.
Oh, okay.
And you buy them specifically suited to your dog. So if you've got a big dog, and it could be a big dog with short hair or a big dog with long hair or whatever, so you've got to buy it specific to the hair that they have. But I used this on my previous dog as well. I had one for him because he was a short-haired Jack Russell.
Yes.
So different vibe.
It's even got McGruff's initials on there. How cute is that?
I write McGruff on it so I don't use the wrong one.
Right.
But it's got this ergonomic handle and it's got this button that ejects the hair so you can get rid of it easy. And it's a basic stainless steel comb. I mean, you look at it.
It looks a bit like a knit comb, right?
It kind of does. Yeah. You look at it, it's nothing to look at. It doesn't look like it's going to do that much. It doesn't hurt your pet. You don't apply any pressure to them. You just drag it along and it comes through. There's not much I can play you in terms of audio, but here's just the sound of a comb going over McGruff.
Yeah, absolutely. Furminator.
It just glides through the coat. Except McGruff keeps licking it. Look out. Good boy. Let me do your leg.
Okay,
great radio.
Lots of things about that audio we want to hear again.
Exactly, I bet. But used regularly, like if you use it once or twice a week, so they say it reduces loose hair from shedding up to 90%.
Wow.
That's huge, right? Big difference. Yep. And I used to use it on my Jack Russell. He would only let me use it for about 5 minutes because it's hard to keep a Jack Russell still. McGruff will let me do it for like 20.
He likes it. They're not in pain.
That he enjoys it. He likes the feeling.
Looks like some kind of fancy paint scraper when you first look at that.
Yes.
Furminator.
It does. The biggest problem with these products is that in store, they're a total rip-off.
Oh, really? Why?
In store, people would walk past them because they sell them for anywhere between $80 and $90,
oh,
and it's ludicrous.
And that's that one that they sell?
This is the same product.
So the
Furminator is the original. Don't go for the, imposters. I know this one. But no one wants to pay that. Go online and you'll pick it up for like $35.
Oh, right.
Right.
So it's a huge difference. I'm sorry those who stock it in store, but whatever, don't charge so much.
Yep.
It's absolutely worth it. It still takes time to do it, but it's less time than it takes to vacuum. I give it 4 cracks.
Hey, it's
the Furminator.
I'll back that up too.
Yeah, you've used the Furminator on Bella?
Yeah, it's fantastic on Bella, I've had it for like, 6 years.
Yeah.
Do you want to actually use it sometime? That'd be really helpful around the studio.
She's on my desk. Yeah. She's on my jacket. And Paulie.
That's it.
Hey,
4 cracks.
Well done.
The Furminator. And if you'd like, I'll put a photo up online of I did McGruff's hair.
Yeah.
And I was basically able to make another dog.
You did make another dog or a small wig.
I collected all the hair so you could see how much you get in a sitting. And it's a whole dog.
Well done. Kimber had a crack right there. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Sending you to State of Origin Game 2. The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5. Brilliant.
I lived in Canberra for one winter and I survived way back in the late 80s.
Yep.
But I did get to experience the Canberra situation when it came to rugby league. Mel Meninga was there with the Green Machine.
That's right.
The Canberra Raiders. But also he went and played for Queensland at the time. So I did experience a little bit of State of Origin fever. But we're AFL people, let's be honest.
Well, State of Origin's just a bit more niche than AFL, isn't it? But those who do follow are hardcore followers.
Many claim that it's one of the great rivalries up there with India versus Pakistan in the cricket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Australia-England in the Ashes. This is a big game, big deal.
It is a big deal having State of Origin, holding State of Origin here in Perth as well. And it's here this Sunday.
Yeah. And we want to learn from your passion why it's the greatest game in the world.
Yep.
Stephen from Maddington's given us a call. Stephen, sell us on State of Origin. What are we missing out on?
Guys, it's the damn best thing in the world. Like, the West Australians over here, I'm originally from Queensland, they think the Western Derby's big. State of Origin is big. It's not a game. It's a damn religion. State versus state, mate versus mate. I verse my father every year. I'm from Queensland. He's from New South Wales. It gets damn quite nasty.
Oh, it does. Breaks up family, Steve.
It really does. I was born and bred in this stuff.
Yeah.
I swear to God, like Melvin Neal or Cameron Smith, if my father wasn't my father, I'd wish I was born to one of them damn families. I really was.
Yeah, not bad.
Stephen.
Bred for this stuff. I swear at the TV, I throw stuff. I'm Queensland all the way. I always will be. I will die with this stuff.
All right, Stephen, hold the line.
Stephen, my goodness.
We have to go blues after that. Good morning, Beck in Ferndale.
Good morning, guys. The State of Origin is the absolute greatest game in the world. It is the only game of football I watch. I don't watch AFL or rugby league. But, oh, my God, when Johnsy takes to the field back in the days, there was nothing better. When I was sitting in the cauldron being one of the only Blues supporters in amongst all of those Maroons, oh, my God, the feeling. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. State versus state, mate versus mate. I don't care that I'm a Queenslander. I go for New South Wales.
Wow.
There is nothing better.
Oh, you're a turncoat.
Hey, all right.
No, I'm born in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay, stay
good
on the
work,
line.
Beck. Oh, my.
Going off.
Gordon is in Gooseberry Hill. Gordon, sell us on State of Origin.
Good morning, crew. Oh, I tell you what, blue is the only colour running through my veins. I remember the days of Steve Rogers and Fatty Vaughton and Sterlo. And, Blue is the only colour that exists. I mean, the passion and pride. I mean, the fact that Perth has been given the opportunity to be part of this amazing international experience, not national experience.
Yeah.
And you've got to finish off with Ray Warren's amazing calls. They're huge! They're big tackles. I mean, there's nothing better.
Thanks, very Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
Good works, Gordon. Yes, let's go to Cavish and Michael. Big shoes to fill, buddy, to sell us on State of O.
Oh, Christ, it makes me sick listening to those cockroaches.
You'd be a Queenslander, my friend.
Bloody oath, yeah. North Queensland, Townsville. I've actually met JT and a number of occasions been down to Lang Park. The atmosphere there is just excellent, but by geez, I tell you, we like to squash those cockroaches. Go the cane toads, go Queensland!
Hey, beautiful. Michael, the big God. Queenslander chant.
We said sell us on State of Origin. I feel terrified. I feel like I'd have to be caught up in the action.
I do remember those Peter Sterling days. He was a great player.
With his long blonde hair, Sterlo?
Yeah, and only rugby league could have a head like Sterlo's hosting the TV show.
It was like a blue flash, only matched by the Alfie Langer later for Queensland.
Well, look, we need to pick a winner. We've got to give tickets. Who sold us on State of Origin?
For me, family breakups.
Okay,
I've got to go for Steve and Maddington.
I'm thinking they're all incredible, but yeah. Stephen was what a way to start.
Kicked us off, and you know,
I'm afraid to hear his reaction. But Stephen, we're giving you tickets to State of O on Sunday.
Yes!
Oh, but only if you take your dad.
Take the old man.
Oh, wicked.
I'm taking my partner. My old man can sit there and watch it from the TV and watch his team lose again.
He can suffer in his blue jocks, can he?
Wow.
Good on you, Stephen.
He can cry on his blue towel.
Well done to all of our callers. They're all brilliant.
Ben, Gordon, Michael, you all did a great job.
And Stephen, we recommend, because you will be at the game, and anyone else who is at the game, keep an eye on the big screen, because we'll come up on that stadium screen at some point. You'll see the three of us, and we'll give you a code word. And if you remember that code word, it could score you $1,000 the following morning.
Oh, next Monday. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
You're gonna go 2-0?
Hey.
Queensland, 2-0 after this. What do you reckon?
Mate, we're doing a whitewash. It's 3-0.
Thanks, Steve. Congratulations, mate. Enjoy the game.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Yeah, the team are all together here, and thanks to our friends at Clean Heat, the WA gas company helping life flow, it feels like they're part of the team too.
Yeah, and because they're from WA.
Oh, they're the best.
Support the WA.
Go WA. It's quick and easy to switch online. You can enjoy ongoing value, rewards and exclusive customer benefits.
Let's be honest. If you join today, you can start watching your savings grow. We all love that.
That's pretty easy. Cleanheat.com.au.
Or call 132180, of course, to switch today.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
And should I just point out that today is the winter solstice and the shortest day of the year?
Oh, yeah, it's almost midnight.
Yeah. And it also happens to be International Yoga Day.
Okay, guys, breathe in love, breathing out peace. Breathe in, bring the soles of your feet into contact with the mat. Breathing out, spread the toes and make a strong connection with the earth. Breathe in, raise the arms up. Breathe out in a circular motion, bring them to the heart chakra. Breathing in, take your left leg and wrap it around your right leg three times. Breathing out, dislocate your left shoulder. And breathing in, removing the right arm and placing it on the mat beside you. And breathing out. Oh, now don't forget to breathe. Namaste.
That guy's done that before.
I have. Well, as I said, my partner T is a yoga practitioner, and it is a beautiful thing. And I guess, like a lot of things these days, in some ways it's been hijacked by kind of influencers on social media who are, you know, all this sort of gorgeous bodies and gorgeous looking things, and there's nothing wrong with gorgeous people doing yoga.
Yeah.
But yoga is for everyone.
It is.
And I think I can't say it any better than the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, who said, it's not about exercise, but to discover a sense of oneness within yourself, the world and nature, by changing our lifestyle and creating consciousness.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
and that's
I think,
what it's
like,
about.
Who won't benefit? Who couldn't benefit from having some time out, some peace, some quiet, some sort of, you know, connecting with what's around you, but also just having a moment to yourself, and also the stretching and the strength. Like, yogis are strong.
Yeah. Oh, and real breathing as well. Like, we don't breathe, we all breathe far too, our breathing is very shallow.
Absolutely right. And of course, it's not a mystical thing at all anymore, if it ever was. We see everyone from footy players doing it to big, you know, tradies with bad backs. You know, it's very, very, you know, in the common thing now.
I'm just looking at some of the celebs who are really big on it. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Donald Trump. Oh, no, he's just a dog, not a downward dog.
I'd love to see him saying, make America great again.
See what happens to his hair.
But, yeah, it is a wonderful thing.
I think that's why I get so annoyed at myself, though, because I'm not a person, I don't feel like doing team sports. I don't want to go and have a run around. But I'm like, I should be doing yoga. I feel like yoga is for me, and I just can't commit.
Well,
and it's such a good thing.
Tell me about it. I mean, I can't believe I don't do it more, considering where I am and who I live with.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, they know absolutely proven scientifically that if we just breathed a little bit better, that our whole metabolism can slow down immediately.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think about the anger issues that we have on our roads and the general anxiety that people have in our modern life. And they know if you just that, not even doing yoga, took the time to focus on a bit of deep breathing for 5 minutes every couple of hours.
So if we can manage to breathe deeply but without looking at our phones.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then we'll be okay.
I'm going to take up cigarettes. I'll be back in a bit.
I'll see you upstairs.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Captain Paul, DJ Captain Paul, we should call him, with his little bits and pieces. Now, guys, this story is about the Norwegian island of Samurai.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't sound Norwegian, does it?
You guys been there?
No, I can't say
that.
Oh,
haven't you? It's just west of Tromsø.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do they make swords there?
Yeah. And they've got a population of 350 people.
Oh, sure. Small.
Most of them are fisher people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fishing village.
A fishing village, bit of tourism. But they are currently discussing with the European Union what legal and practical obstacles they have to go through to literally abolish time.
At the third stroke, it will be 1:59:10.
Sounds like the Queen.
Yeah, that's her other job.
Yeah, moonlighting.
How do they abolish time?
Okay. So for 60, because they're above the Arctic Circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
69 days of the year, the sun does not set.
Oh, how depressing.
24/7 daylight.
I mean, good for the blockout curtain business.
Yeah. Great for the sunscreen business.
Yes.
Yes.
I immediately thought of the opposite. They must have the opposite where it's dark for
they
weeks.
They certainly do. From November to January, they don't have any daylight at all.
Dear. Oh, that's pretty depressing, isn't it? I'm looking outside the studio in Subiaco now going, this every day, all day, it's
for,
a bit much.
For 3 months, like longer than the Big Bash.
Yeah.
It's like one in the afternoon. It's pitch black.
Still still going.
Yeah.
So yeah, they want to, you know, they want to literally abolish time, and they've got a very cute thing during summer. They've got a bridge that takes the, you know, between the mainland and the island, and people are encouraged to leave their watches. You know how people leave locks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
on a bridge.
Locks.
Okay. They're encouraged to leave their watches on the bridge because
so
it's
forget
like,
about time.
You don't need to know, and they're
love
saying,
it.
Look, obviously. And we come from a society that's obsessed with time, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jen King gets angry with us if we're talking crap about, I don't know, cheese.
Yeah. 1 minute past the hour.
1 minute
she
past
should have
the
been
hour,
doing, a
doing
bulletin.
The 7 o'clock
She's
bulletin.
Full of anger.
But, in, you know, Summer A's version of Mix, they'd be crossing to the news. It's I don't even care what time it is. No. Let's just talk the news.
Yeah, I wonder how they will work out their office hours and their jobs and stuff. How do you know when to rock up?
Well, they're saying, look, we don't want it. We understand that people still will have to have some structure.
Yeah, so, you need that kind of
banks
discipline.
Banks and shops will still have their sort of opening and closing times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're saying for things like, say, you hire surf cats or canoes.
Yeah.
Why should you stop at 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with having a canoe at midnight?
Just keep going.
Because there's no extra danger because
cool.
It's midnight.
I just want to sneak back onto that bridge and steal all the Rolexes.
Yeah.
Opportunist.
Or set up a stall.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to go there.
Yeah. Love the sound of that. Just for a few weeks of the year.
Yeah, when the sun is out. I don't want to go there when it's the opposite.
No.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, we have one more week after today
yep.
before we have a little mid-year break. So I reckon I can get one more out.
Good on you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just, with no further ado,
Spin that wheel. Suburban wheel. Whatever suburb comes up, Matt will write a song about.
Come in spinner. Here we go. It's slowing down.
Oh,
and it's gone.
Spin again. Ooh, no, it's very... not. Carrama.
I don't know anything about Carrama.
That's north.
Yeah, it's near Wanneroo, isn't it?
Well, is it?
Road or
again, one of those suburbs that didn't exist, I don't think, when I was a kid.
Right, okay.
Carrama.
I'm doing a little Google, I'm going to be honest.
Little
I don't
England.
Really know
Little
Carrama.
England?
Little
yeah.
England up there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sort of in line with Joondalup, Paulie, you think?
Yep.
Not far from Lake Joondalup? Okay.
Oh, yeah, city of Wanneroo, 30 k's from the Perth CBD.
All right.
I think I got some turf from a guy in Carrama once.
Did you?
Yeah, they grow a bit of that there.
Oh, well, that's in the song, no doubt about it.
A bit of green there.
If you are in Carrama or you know about Carrama, please get on the Facebook page and help me out.
Yeah, so you reckon this time next week?
I have to.
Hey, next Friday. Yeah. Matt's hitching me with Carrama.
Great.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.